exercise change?
A lot of it, there's a huge number of factors here, the difference between those who are doing it and those who want to do it. I'll just start with a couple that come to the top of my head first. One of them is they know what they want, but the people who just often think about it without actually, you know, getting to do what they want, don't know how to bridge the gap. And one common way for me has been to study those who have done something similar to what I'm doing. And that can be as simple as role modeling from a parent or a grandparent or an uncle or an auntie or a sister, brother, or someone you've read about, you know, a role model, a favourite person of yours, you know, a hero. At school often, you know, it's really a significant part of most people's lives. Certainly wasn't part of mine anyway. I can speak from experience there that, you know, the type of teachers and the you know, the parenting and stuff through those years too, you know, exposing me to different ideas and a wide variety of stuff that I could read about. And that's how I often set, you know, often I set an audacious, tricky goal, you know, and the only way for me to really attack that sometimes is to copy. So I think that's really important. I am talking about knowledge, but there's a very specific part of knowledge. So another part of knowledge, of course, is going to do the research and study. You know, I did some sports studies papers at Otago through distance learning and about nutrition and physiology, anatomy. And, you know, I did that reasonably late in my athletic career, and I wish I'd done it earlier because it would have given me some really good ideas or understanding more about how my body works and how I could get better results from the training. But the main thing I think that's separating people, that group, now they talk about it more, is courage. I think, you know, some people don't do or go for their goal because they're scared of failure. You know, it's fear of failure or a fear of ridicule if they don't get it right or... So it's fear of failure within their own judgment, but also others' judgments. You know, so I think courage is really important, and that once again comes from confidence, that sort of stuff. You know, and you know, a large part of that is starting small, and you know, small things, and you know, proving, hey, I can do that. Well, I can do something slightly bigger, and just you know, one step at a time, getting there. Another part of courage too is practicing. You know, I'll give you an example of, you know, Toastmasters. I hate public speaking, but I joined Toastmasters because it was an easy, supportive way to get started in a club environment. You know, and now I do public speaking to huge audiences and international audiences as well. So, courage doesn't exist unless, or courage only exists in the presence of fear. It isn't defined otherwise. So, I think, you know, that's the people who are prepared to pluck up the courage are working on their comfort zone, if you like, on the edge of their comfort zone. And so that's where I think, you know, there's a little saying that says life truly begins on the edge of your comfort zone. And I think that's where you should set goals, you know, goals that just do extend you a bit. But, you know, obviously the further outside your comfort zone, the harder they are, the more courage you'll need, and the less likely a person is to try it. But to start with goals that are achievable, but slightly scary. So I think that's a large part of the difference too, is people who are doing it, here's another point actually, they put their goals out there, you know, they're prepared to write it down, to make videos, you know, imagine pictures of it, you know, cut pictures out of magazines or watch videos of the thing they want to do. So they're creating a picture in their head of what they want to do. They're doing, actually representing the goal in a way that's not just in their head. You know, it's not just a thought, oh, I want to do that, that's a dream, you know. But the goal, the people who go out and actually do it, they convert their dreams into goals. And ways to do that is, you know, one way I do it is I let people know, you know, like, you know, even to the extent of publishing on my website, you know, Max Adventure is, you know. And yeah, that's a big part of it. Accountability to your friends hold you accountable, also accountable to yourself, you know. That's part of self-esteem is sticking to your word, you know, and say, right, I'm going to go and do this, and or attempt to do it, you know, to give it my best shot. You know, sometimes you fail, and that's great, you know, it shows that you've got the right level, you know, they're extending yourself. So, so it's accountability to yourself that you've actually given a good nudge, and accountability to your mates. And, you know, people, we often have this debate. I do a lot of work in schools with, you know, goal setting, and ask the kids, you know, these are secondary school kids, 15 years old, 18 years old, sort of thing. And I'll often ask this question, you know, do you want to share it with people or do you want to keep it to yourself? And there's usually a good debate, robust debate about this. And so we end up inevitably saying, look, it's good to share it with everyone, especially those people who are close to you, because they need to make room for a different person. You know, if they just treat you the same way, you're not going to make a goal or achieve a goal, then there's no space for you to do that. There's no sort of gradient, if you like. So I think that's an important part. I think